You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Brian McNally works for NBC Washington, covering the Capitals and all things DC sports on Twitter at BMcNally14. Give him a follow on Twitter. He is, I believe, Brian, you're our first hockey guest I think we've ever had on the radio show. Welcome in.
Oh, nice. I'm honored, guys. That's awesome.
Well, no, thanks for hopping on, man. We appreciate the time. Just from what you're hearing, the Bettman announcement set to be about an hour from right now. Do you like the approach the NHL has taken in getting to this point? And do we like the idea that's been floated out there of what they're potentially going to do to finish their season?
Yeah, I mean, I think they were always going to have to get creative, right? It was always going to be a tough pull to have a traditional 16-team Stanley Cup format and all that stuff. So we don't know exactly what Bettman's going to say today, but when he comes out, if it is like a 2014 tournament or there's some version of a play-in round. You know, not everybody is going to be thrilled with it. Not everybody is going to be completely happy. But I also think the league as a whole, players, coaches, everybody gets that you have to be a little creative in these situations. These aren't normal times, and you know, you want to finish what you started. You want to finish the games that you spent. You know, these guys played 70 games, almost a full season. They want to finish it off and crown a champion. And I think today will at least be the start towards that.
How much hunger do you think there is around the league to try and be the first major American team sport to return? Because we were talking about that earlier. Just can you capitalize on maybe getting more eyeballs than you normally would? Do you think there's a big drive there for the NHL to want to be that first one back?
It's a good question. That's interesting, because for a long time, I think we thought baseball would be maybe the first one back. And, you know, so it's going to be a crowded sports calendar, no doubt. I think for them, maybe that was a slight factor, but I don't know that in the end, it makes that big a difference, because no matter what, if the NHL is back playing at a neutral site, the NBA is going to be back playing at a neutral site pretty much at the same time. Baseball should be going on at neutral sites without fans at the same time. So they may get a little bit of juice out of announcing it first, but even then, they're not going to have full details today. I would assume they're not going to have, everything locked down. So it may be a little boost for today, but I don't know that it gets them that much once we get to, say, hopefully July, and games are going on all over the place.
Brian McNally here. NBC Washington covers the Capitals and a whole lot more in D.C. is our guest, as Gary Bettman is set to announce in about an hour the potential return for the NHL, and we'll have to see the details of their plan. Much like the NBA, a lot of people have wondered in the NBA about the validity of the champion, the asterisk next to the champion in the NBA, depending on how they do their return. How much of that is a factor in the NHL circles, depending on if it's a big tournament, if it's standard format? Is the hockey community talking about that aspect of maybe not giving validity to the champion this year?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? I think the NHL is in a good position in that they had basically a full regular season. I mean, we've had hockey champions crowned in 48-game regular seasons, right, during lockout years. And the champion, I think, who won it in 12, I think it was the Blackhawks. The Blackhawks won it in 12. No one really goes back and says, that doesn't really count. No, they say the Blackhawks were a dynasty. They won 3 cups in 6 years, whatever it was. So I think the champion will be I think the difference this time is obviously the fans. It will be weird to have, you know, you win a title and there's not, you know, even like I covered the Caps 2018 championship. They won it in Vegas. It was a road game, right? There were still 6,000 Caps fans in the building who were lining the ice and cheering as the cup was raised and screaming as Ovechkin kind of skated past. Like that is the thing more than anything else that makes this different. I think validity-wise, no, you're still out there on the ice competing. I think it's still a legitimate champion. You still had more than a legitimate regular season. God knows people complain about how long the NBA and NHL seasons are anyway. So, like, I don't think it's a big deal that if they only finish 70 games. I mean, that's more than enough to figure out who's good and who's not. And then I think you're on the ice competing. It's still valid. It's just really weird not to have fans there cheering them on and the atmosphere that you've got. And you guys know when you see a playoff hockey game, the atmosphere is off the charts, and it'll be different not to have that. But they're still playing for a cup. I think they'll still be excited and they'll still be engaged, and it'll still matter when they do.
Yeah, it's still the same sport when you eventually crown a champion. Now, we've seen the NBA is trying to come out with their plan, Major League Baseball is trying to come out with their plan, and I've seen this more on the baseball side where there's a huge financial fight going on of how much, what are you going to get, and how do you separate it? Is it prorated? Is it not? Salary cap, but not so much in the NBA. Where's the NHL on that in this plan? Are the Players Association and the owners, are they all in lockstep? Because you mentioned there's been lockouts in the past. We know that's been an issue in hockey. Is there any financial disagreement about this?
I think the financial stuff will come down the line. I think that in a way the NBA and NHL were, I mean, no one's fortunate in this situation, but because they got so much of their season in, their players got paid, right? They got most of their money from this year. Now the fight will be about, you know, are you making your TV partners whole over the summer with the playoffs? Are the ratings good and people are watching and engaged? Because players don't get paid in the playoffs. So they're playing for a cup, literally, and nothing else. They're not getting paychecks in April, May, and June. And I assume it's the same way in the NBA. So in that case, I think it's more about can they get revenues for the league. Revenue is clearly going to take a hit. And I think that fight comes later down the line. Obviously, the NHL has a CBA contract talks coming up and all that stuff. So these are things that revenue will matter, and those fights will happen eventually, but they're more fortunate than baseball is, where they literally have to decide before the season how to split up the pie. That's difficult under any circumstances, let alone trying to get it done on a pandemic-induced deadline. So I think the NHL and NBA in that sense can count themselves fortunate.
All right, let's get a sports radio pick here. We love to do this in this industry, which is why we get made fun of all the time by every other media member. Who is your pick to win the Stanley Cup once they announce that this is coming back?
It's a great question, because it's so hard to know who's going to come. Like, the Flyers were on fire when they might have pulled the division away from the Caps for the first time in 5 years, the Metropolitan Division. You know what? I think in this case, I may go Tampa. I think in this scenario, maybe they'll have a little less pressure on them. That's a team that's kind of wilted before. The Caps beat them a couple years ago in the Eastern Conference Final. And they're obviously really talented, one of the best teams of the last 5, 6, 7 years. I think maybe this is Tampa's year to put all of that behind them and win a cup.
All right.
You mentioned the weirdness of watching these games without fans. I'm curious to ask you, because we just watched the match yesterday or 2 days, whenever it was. But the Tiger Phil thing, they had them mic'd up, and it was kind of fun to like hear the thought process behind it. And I feel like there's an opportunity when broadcasting sports to show a side of it that you can't usually show, and to try and find a positive out of not having fans in the arena. Is there anything that you would like to see hockey teams or the broadcast networks do that would enhance the viewing, I guess, experience, considering it's going to be weird and you're just going to hear stick sounds and skates and there's going to be no fans in the arena?
It's a great question. I mean, NBC Sports Washington, we have the Caps games, right? We air all the games. Now it's going to be different how they decide to do that, because it's going to be at neutral sites and all that, and you want to limit the number of people in the buildings, but they're still going to be on our air. So how do you do that? How do you show, you know, to me, I think you put mics on the bench, something like that, you know, pick up the ambient sound, even if it's on a little bit of a delay or something. I mean, I'm sure there's stuff that can't go out over the air, but at the same time, it allows you, and if let's say the games start in July, this gives you a couple of weeks, or maybe even a good month, for the broadcast partners to kind of figure out, hey, how do we present this package to fans in maybe a little bit different way, and give them a chance to kind of see, a side of the game or a side of the players that you don't get to see unless you're sitting really, really close to the benches or, that kind of thing. So to me, it is a great opportunity. I don't know how much they can do with it. Obviously, players don't necessarily want to be mic'd up in the middle of the Stanley Cup final game, but I do think it's an opportunity for the TV partners and the league to kind of showcase their players in a different way.
There we go. The NHL set to potentially return today. Gary Bettman at 1:30 our time is going to make a big announcement. So we thought we'd go out and talk to somebody who is familiar with what's going on in the NHL, someone who covers it for a living. Brian McNally from NBC Sports Washington in DC covers the Capitals and a whole lot more. Sports Writer of the Year. Congratulations on that one, Brian.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.